This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to another session of Sanity on Sons of Liberty Radio. Yes, I am not Bradley Dean. I am your guest host today, Joe Messina, filling in for Bradley Dean, and it is an honor to sit in his seat, so to speak, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Look, he's asked me to let you know today that he's speaking to college students at Helms School of Government at 3:15 Eastern Time in Lynchburg, Virginia. So if you're headed out somewhere else, turn around. Go back to where he's at, or go to where he's at. You know what? You'll learn a lot. You really will. So if you've got some young ones, you want to take them over. I mean, I just would tell you to support him any way you can. He's doing such a great job, such a good thing to honor God and to get our young people to understand, you know, really to understand what their roles are and how to take. And listen, look around you today. Do we not need... We need to be teaching our young people what their roles are. You've got, and this is not even where my notes are going. I love this. So hopefully God's pushing me in a direction here. But I do a lot on my show. I do a daily radio show, too, called The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can check that out as well at therealside.com. And therealside.com. It'll give you stations, times, and that kind of thing. But, you know... I do a lot of commentary around millennials. Those are young people. My understanding is it's basically 18 to 35 or 20-something to 35. Whatever it is, they don't have, and yes, I'm going to paint with a broad brush because it's such a small percentage of them that have the information they need, but most of them, they don't have the info they need. You know, in interviews I've seen and heard with them, they think we want our independence in the 60s, the 1960s, they don't know who we want it from. Most of them don't believe in organized religion. I don't even know what that means. Was Jesus unorganized? I don't understand. I mean, he had a treasurer, for God's sakes. He had a team that went out in front of him and made the way for him. So I'm thoroughly confused as to what they don't like about organized religion. Now, I will say to you that we have really, a lot of Christians have done a really, 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 really poor job or a bad job in their different denominations to make sure they exclude people. That's not what we were called to do, but story for another day. But those millennials that are around you, your nieces, your nephews, your sons, your daughters, I have spoken to so many Christian brothers and sisters that want their kids to find their way. Really? Are you really willing to put a blindfold on them, put them in a car, start it up, put them on the freeway and say, here, you figure it out. Is that really what you want for your kids? And you've got a lot of these millennials who again, these kids are the ones that came up through the no pass fail. Right? They didn't keep score. Everybody got a trophy. And look what it's done to them at this point. You have not done them a favor. And for those of you who think that you don't get involved, you shouldn't have to get involved, you shouldn't teach your kids about government, you know what? Why don't you go check out Proverbs 29:2? And I know Bradley is right on point with me on this one. All right? You Proverbs 29:2 says, and in verse 18, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. Hey, I got news for you. We are groaning all over this country. Why do you think that is? But let's back up to my point. I'm going to get on my Christian brothers and friends very much so in the next break. So if you're not like if you don't like that kind of thing, I don't know, you might have to go somewhere else, listen to something else. But you need to get informed. You need to get engaged. I've had it with some of my Christian brothers and sisters who say that God's will be done no matter what. Not true. Not the way he wants it done. Not exactly the way he wants it done. If his goal is for me to help out a family that's starving right around the corner from me and I'm disobedient, he's got to go to plan B and C and D. Not that he doesn't already know what's going to happen, but it doesn't help. We need to get involved and engaged. How does a godly man get into authority in our process in this country? Come on, think about that. How do I make sure? How do I follow Scripture? Because isn't that what you're supposed to do? Aren't we supposed to be obedient to Scripture? How does a godly person, I'll say person, because it doesn't say when a godly man is in authority. It says when the godly are in authority. You know what that means? That doesn't just mean your government, your elected official. That means the guy who's running, the person that's running the local Boys and Girls Club. That means the person who is, you know, in charge of community safety. I can go down a whole list of community leaders. Are you one of them? Are you a godly person that's in control of a certain segment or group in your community? And if not, if so, why not? How can that scripture be fulfilled? If godly people won't get off their butts, off the couch, off their knees, not that you shouldn't pray. So let's be clear as I'm speaking today. I am not telling you not to pray. Okay? Let me put it to you this way. You're sitting at home. You're in your living room. You're on the couch. God, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten for days. Refrigerator's overflowing with food. Food's going bad in the refrigerator. It's been in there so long. What do you do every day when you get hungry? You drop your knees. God, provide me some food. God, you know what I need, God, so bring me some food. And that isn't one of the dumbest prayers I've ever heard. He's provided you with food through your job, through whatever you got going on in your life. If you don't have that much money and people are bringing food over, you got to go to the refrigerator and get it and do something with it, right? You either have to prepare it, you got to put it between two pieces of bread, whatever it is you do. You got to do something. Okay? You got to go. You got to do something. So, again, Proverbs 29:2 and verse 18. Stick that on your forehead or something for the next couple of weeks until it gets in there. Specifically, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. You want to get back to rejoicing? Help get somebody elected. Introduce a godly man or woman to a local group. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your guest host today, filling in for Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't go far. I got a lot more after the break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
I saw the red, white, and the blue. I think so.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you could join me today. Yes, no, yes, no. That doesn't sound right, did it? No, I am not Bradley Dean. Yes, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. If you want to find out more, maybe it's your first time tuning in, I don't know, but if you want to find out more about Bradley, you can head over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You find out more about Bradley. I actually write a lot of good writers up there. There's a lot of good posts up on Bradley's site. You can learn a lot there, so head over there as well. You are listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live. Also, if you want to listen, if you like what you hear from me and you want to check out my show, I am at therealside.com, therealside.com. We can find out the stations, times, all that fun stuff as well. I am admonishing my Christian brothers and sisters and others, but this is mostly aimed at my Christian brothers and sisters because I've been watching the nasties going back and forth on Facebook, social media, and other places between my brothers and sisters. And you realize from a biblical standpoint, right, our first job, our first goal is to spread the love of Christ, is to preach the gospel or speak the gospel to others. And, hey, side note here, if you are looking for Bradley today, he is speaking to college students at Helms School of Government at 3:15 Eastern Time in Lynchburg, Virginia. So if you're in the area, if you're around the area, if you have young people that go to the school who didn't know that was happening for whatever reason, you still got time to get there. He's probably just warming up. And it's something you probably don't want to miss. So keep that in mind. But again, as I was watching, and I usually don't write on my show or even on my website. I usually don't really get on my brothers like this. But I got to tell you, more and more and more, when I hear people say, you know, Joe, our goal is to speak and preach the gospel. We're not supposed to get involved in politics like this. Well, then go to your Bible, get a really, really, really black, you know, really black magic markers, okay? And I want you to to blacken out Proverbs 29:2 and then verse 18. This says, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. In the last election, how many evangelicals did not come out to vote? Because God's will would be done? You've got to do something. You've got to get engaged and involved as well. You do what he tells you to do, but you have to do something. You have to get engaged and involved. If you don't like what I have to say, you want to challenge me, or you like what you have, I'd prefer if you like it, but I've got pretty thick skin. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Very simple, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think, don't think. I may use it on the air, I may not. Just understand that. I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago. My brothers and sisters really came down on me, only because they really didn't read it. I'm okay with you disagreeing. It's one thing when you disagree with me. You know, Joe, I see your point, but I don't agree with you. I think we should be doing A, B, C, and D. But to read the headline and two lines into it and then comment, my God, I hope you don't step out on the word that way, because you're going down. Right? You're going to sink on the water. And I talked about the Christians being a little late to the party. We always wait. We just wait and hope something works out or see which way God's going. You don't wait to see where God's going. If you really care about, if you really, really, really are praying and looking for direction and guidance, he'll guide you. So you Christians that are complaining about Donald Trump, it's a little late, people. Yeah, I know. It's never too late, Joe. Listen to me. It's a little late. With all this, with all the momentum he's got going, all right, and all the things that he's got going on, and all these protests, so-called protests, which are really not protests. They're more like riots, or mini riots, if you would. That's not the way to win. That's not the way to win people over. And, you know, you watch all this garbage on social media from conservative Christians asking Christians all over to get on their knees and pray Trump doesn't win. Like, hello? does God really work that way? I mean, is that really the way? Are you supposed to pray for a human being not to achieve their goals? Is that what you're supposed to do? Especially one who claims. I'm not saying he is. He claims to be a Christian. Are you willing to judge that? Now, let's be clear here. I am neither endorsing or supporting Donald. I am simply talking about a process. Are we clear? Are you supposed to pray against your brother in Christ? Really? Now, personally, I believe that the Bible scripture is telling us not to judge lest we be judged. It's referring to salvation. I would never question somebody's salvation. I don't know what the relationship with Christ is. I don't know how strong it is, how long it's been, any of that. That doesn't mean I give him the keys to the safe. It just means I'm not going to question him. That's between him and the Lord, not me, him, and the Lord, and five other people. So I'd never say someone's not saved or not a Christian because I don't know what's in their heart. I really will leave that one up to the Lord. Let him deal with that. Okay? To my Christian friends, I'd have to say to you, how many times have you looked or acted unchristian? How many times have you done things that other people... Look, I'm a commentator. Bradley gets the same stuff, I'm sure. I get nasties from brothers and sisters in Christ telling me, well, you shouldn't be talking the way you're talking. You shouldn't be putting down the president. I'm not putting down the president. I'm putting down a process. I'm putting down what somebody is doing to my freedom of religion. Although I don't like that word, but you know what I mean. I'm always speaking out against, you know, I have a right to pray any place I want to. Now, do I have a right to stand on a table at a restaurant screaming at the top of my lungs, oh, gracious heavenly Father? No, I don't have a right to do that. We're not supposed to, you know, verbally beat on other people. But I do have a right, if I'm sitting in a restaurant, to stop, bow my head, and pray over my food. Or whatever it is that I'm doing. I have that right. It's getting harder and harder in some places. And here in America, I love us Christians that want to sit around and go, oh, it's so hard. They told me I couldn't bring my Bible. And they told... There are people are being beheaded across the world, and we're complaining that we can't read our Bible on the school campus. What have you done to help fix that? What have you done to help support the Christians at your local school, your local college, your local elementary? I mean, whatever it is. What have you done? I'm just asking. I know. I go off on these little rabbit trails. I don't mean to. Anyway, so I'm not gonna question his Christianity like I wouldn't question anybody else's. I'm not gonna go there. All right. Second, telling us to drop and pray now. Really? I mean, really? Why haven't you been praying all along? Why is it that you wait till, oh my God, Trump's at the head of the pack? What are we going to do? Why? Why did you wait? This process started years ago. And I don't care what party you belong to or don't belong to. I know one professes God but doesn't seem to be very godly at times. The other one wants God out of their platform. Right? You got to do what you got to do. I'm not going to tell you where to go, but, you know, really, think about who you're supposed to be yoked with. Think about who you should be lining up with. Think about who you should be supporting. And it's a little late, you know, 6 months before the primary to start saying, okay, everybody drop to their knees. Haven't you been praying all along? Have you been asking God for guidance all along? You know, parties, issues. Why is it that most Christians wait till the proverbial garbage hits the fan before they seek guidance? Well, you know what? The fan wouldn't even be turned on if you sought the guidance ahead of time. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this. I get it. I have brothers and sisters that will tell me, not much we can do here, Joe. God is in control, always, and that all outcomes are His, and His will be played out. You know, if that's the case, then stop praying. And stop asking for guidance, because it doesn't matter, right? If that's the case, then no matter what you say or do or ask God for, He's going to do what He wants to do. Well, what are you praying for? And if that's the case, then Trump must be His man, because He's winning. He's winning all over the place. So stop, because you're just being disobedient. I'm using your logic, not mine. Because if His will always plays out exactly the way He wants it, then Trump is His man. Why would you go against His man? Right? Hitler must have been His man. Yeah, go ahead. That'll tinge you. I am Joe Messina, your guest host today, filling in for Bradley Dean. Stay with me. I got a lot more to say about this. As you can tell, it's well under my skin. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sons of Liberty Radio. I am Joe Mussini, your guest host for today. Bradley Dean is out doing what he does so well, teaching our young people. He's speaking to a group of college students at Helms School of Government today in Lynchburg, Virginia. And he started at 3:15 East Coast time. So you may want to, if you're near the area, I can't believe that you can't give up a lunch, give up something, go see the man. He's just great. Just go see the man. Okay, so we're dealing with Christians who refuse to vote or won't engage in the political process. They don't want to get involved in that whole party thing. And again, I've asked you to go look up Proverbs 29:2, right? Verse 18. How does a godly person get in positions of authority? You think God just snaps his finger, there you go, bang, they're in. Doesn't work that way. Right? When he wants to bless you with money, does he make money, and I'm just using money because everybody relates to that, does he make money magically appear in your bank account or your wallet? Or does he do it through the hands of another person? I have been the recipient of that. That's why I'm very excited about this kind of stuff. But does God make money materialize? I mean, that's kind of counterfeiting, isn't it not? Is it not? No, he blesses you through other people. He gets your need, the message, your need, your resource, whatever you need, he gets that to you through others. And I'm admonishing some of my Christian brothers and sisters who are now all over social media screaming, hey, you need to get on your knees, you need to pray. Well, okay, yes, of course you always should be praying and asking God, right? Pray without ceasing. And then I'll let you look it up. Isn't there a Bible scripture that says pray without ceasing? That just means to be in constant communication with God. Never hang up the phone, so to speak. Remember that love affair you know, when you were a kid, teenager? I could say kid. Most of you know what I'm talking about. Right? You got that love affair going on with God. especially after you first get saved. And you constantly want people to know about you. You're constantly talking to God. Right? And when you know, when you're on the phone with your girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever it is, you even have, you'll even be on the phone silent for 5 minutes just because you're connected. It's so exciting. Is that gone for you? I mean, seriously, is it gone? And not that I'm perfect. Don't get me wrong. I hang up sometimes. I don't mean to. But are you connected? Are you seeking guidance on a regular basis? And with especially with politics, how is a godly person going to rule if you sit back and wait? You need to be, you want to stay on your knees and pray? Ask God how to get involved. Have him show you the right person. Take your emotions out of it. Take your politics out of it. Have you asked God to guide you to the right person or party? Why is it that most Christians wait until, you know, to seek guidance? Yeah, and some of you believe that, like I said, his will always gets done. As I said in the last segment, you know, think about this. Think really hard about some of the things that have taken place on this planet. The atrocities to people, you're telling me that's your loving God's will? Or is it because Christians and good people never got involved, never really got involved? See, I don't believe that way, sorry. You know, if you want to know more about me and my show, you can check me out on TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. You find out stations and times. You can pick up my podcast, all that other fun stuff. If you're just tuning in, you're expecting Bradley Dean. Don't be disappointed. Listen through. He'll be back with you. You can check out more about him on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You'll learn about the show, Bradley, his writings, all kinds of stuff up on good stuff up on his website, including some of my writings, I might add. Now, as I was saying, I don't believe that way, that God's will always get done perfectly, the way he really wanted it, what was best for everybody involved. I believe God expects us to make informed decisions, and based on his word, obviously, not based on what the newspaper says or news outlets or your party says, based on his word. And then the information available to us, you know, so first you reach to him, you know, show me what direction I need to go and show me what I need to do, and then find out about that candidate. And for those of you who say God doesn't care about governments, go back and study again. He does. Look, he gave us governments. So anything he's given you, shouldn't you take care of? Shouldn't you be a part of nurturing and growing and making sure it works the way he wants it to work? And as I just showed you, or what I just showed you, I should say, he does care. He wants godly people in positions of authority. You'll find he actually gave them to us. I mean, do some homework. Do you really want to disrespect and trounce on something God gave you? How many of you are okay with that? You may have decided that Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio's gone now, are the only Christian choices you have. Are you sure? How do you know? You know, and again, not disparaging anybody, but I already talked about Trump. Marco Rubio's out. Ted Cruz, on the other hand, interesting what's happening with him over the last couple of days. His dad came out and said he was the anointed one. That sounds pretty strong. I'm not against Ted Cruz. I'm not against any of these guys, just so we're clear. But Ted Cruz's dad came out. Ted hasn't denounced that at all. And now you got Glenn Beck coming out and saying that Ted Cruz is the fulfillment of Mormon prophecy. How does that work out? I mean, I'm not judging any of this stuff. I've got to get into it more and understand it more. I've listened to Ted Cruz's dad. I don't disagree with much of what he said, except that how is Ted Cruz the anointed one? You got to go do a little homework on your own and check that out. It's a little unnerving at the end, but pretty good all the way through. When these people, and I've said this before, I'm tired of the Jesus speak. We're all tired of the political speak from our politicians, right? You know, their party speak that gets you excited. Yeah, I'll take the Republican side. Small government, lower taxes. And you hear the same thing over and over again. I don't know what it means because I've never actually seen it play out. Okay? But I'm also tired of the Jesus speak. I am so tired. Me and my family pray every day. Me and my family this. Me and my family that. We're all Christians. We go to church. Well, that doesn't mean anything. There are plenty of young girls that go to church every Sunday who have been impregnated by young boys who go to church every Sunday. What does that mean? Yeah, I'm blaming one or the other. Just saying. So I am tired of the Jesus speak. I am tired of the guys that get up there and talk about their commitment to God. Even know Scripture. You know, remember, the devil knows Scripture. The devil tried to use Scripture against plenty over the years. So they all, they all have this Jesus speak. They talk about Jesus Christ. Now, the guy in the presidency now called Jesus Christ his Lord and Savior. Isn't there a passage somewhere in Scripture that says something about not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven? Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name did we not cast out demons? And in your name did we perform miracles? And he says, I'll say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me. Pretty harsh, huh? For you squishy Christians? The ones that are always talking about the loving Jesus, right? The one that loves you no matter. You paint this picture of Jesus like he's a warm squishy. He is a warm squishy when he needs to be. Embracing and hugging and loving. But there's another side of Jesus that we always want to forget about. What he called the Pharisees and Sadducees. What he did in the temple that one day. Well, the temple merchants. Think about it. And that adulteress, remember? Woman, where are your accusers? He didn't say, hey, go have a good time. They won't bother you anymore. No, knock it off. Stop doing that. That's what he said to them. Said to her. Doesn't sound like a pushover, you know, Jesus. At least not for me. Look, you either know him or you don't. It's really that simple. Do you always do what he says? I don't think so. I won't call you a liar if you tell me you do, but I'd find that hard to believe. But you at least know what he says, and you try to do what he says. Now, again, for clarity, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not an endorser. I haven't even made up my mind yet. I'm not even close. That's not, I have been so tainted from day one, feeling disappointed by the group out there. And it's Bradley's show, so I won't go down to how I feel about every one of these people. Okay, I'm not going to drop to my knees, though, and beg God to knock Trump out of the race. Or the guy I don't like. Or the guys or the people I don't like. I don't know what the master plan is, do you? Because if you haven't, you can email me to joe@therealside.com. If you got God's master plan other than the Bible, you got some inside information, send that to me. You know, how do you know that God hasn't got one amazing, stupendous gotcha at the end of all of this? So for you Christians who are imagining a Trump presidency raining down with fire and brimstone like what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, knock it off. Again, unless God has appeared to you in your living room and told you this is what the message is. How about you get serious about the future of this country? You keep talking about, you know, God, Bible, and family, or God, family, and Bible, or Bible, family, whatever those three you put in whatever order you put it in. Why don't you get serious about it? Those of you who've been sitting around for years going, oh, we'll never lose our freedom. They'll never take it. We've always got that kind of freedom. Really. Good luck to you. Ask God to guide you to show you who he wants to show you who he wants and forget about who you want. That's what that whole dying to self that the Bible talks about. Stop it. I'll finish up on the other side, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today, filling in for Bradley Dean. Big shoes to sit in. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio on GCN Live.
At At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Witnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back. Thank you for hanging in with me. Hey, I know I can be a little grating at times, but you know what? I care about you guys. I really do. I care about Bradley's audience. I care about my audience. I care about people that are getting involved and engaged in the process. And I want you informed. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio here on GCN Live. And if you were expecting Bradley Dean, I am sorry to disappoint, but hopefully the content did not disappoint. If you want to learn more about Bradley, maybe it's your first time tuning in and you don't really know much about him, head over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find out about the show, about Bradley, you know, his writings and that kind of stuff. And get involved. Sign up for some of the services he has. The same thing with me. If you like what you've heard today and you want to hear more, I do a daily radio show as well. It's called The Real Side with Joe Messina. Head over to therealside.com. During my show, you can watch live and listen live. I've got a live chat room. All kinds of stuff going on then. If you want to send me an email telling me where, oh my God, Joe, you are so far off. more than happy, skin sticker than you think. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me get back to this because I want to finish this up. I had no intention of spending the whole hour on this. But it must be important. It's got to be important. And for me, this kind of stuff is important. I go out of my mind when my Christian brothers and sisters tell me how God doesn't care who's president. Well, if he doesn't care who's president, if government isn't important to him, if he doesn't care how his people are governed, and please, if you're a scholar and you've got 17 degrees, don't write me these things I can't even read. to tell me how off I am. I don't believe that God, A, is the author of confusion, and B, you know, he doesn't make things hard for us. Come on, look at the least common denominator in the church. Really? You got to have 12 degrees to understand his word? I just don't think so. But go to Proverbs 29, chapter 2, verse 18. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they just groan. I mean, every time you turn around, you go, they're doing what? I mean, look at, since we've had the wicked in authority, I won't even call out names. You can't put scripture up on the wall in your dorm now with our military people? Really? You think that's cool and good? Right? Some of the services that take place, they can't use it in the name of Jesus? They can't have Bibles in some of the hotel accommodation? You know, I never knew this, but the military does own some hotel facilities because it's much cheaper for them to do that. So that when families come in and you know, they've got a lot of soldiers come into a certain area, they've got a place to stay, an affordable place to stay. Come on, you got to think this stuff through. And then those of you who say we shouldn't get involved in social issues, yeah, yes, we should. I'm not one for the, let me finish this story because I'm going to be all over the place. So you Christians out there that really just have a disdain for Trump. First of all, are we supposed to approach people with hate? That's number one. Number two, have you prayed? Have you knocked off your complaining and murmuring? And have you prayed about it? Now, I know I originally told you to get off your knees, stop praying. But some of you haven't prayed at all. The get off your knees and stop it what I'm talking about is the ones that get on their knees and they're praying for God to knock out Trump. At any cost, for any reason. How about you get serious about this? How about you get serious about the future of this country? You know, it's real easy to run around when, right? What do I always say? It's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, isn't it? Yes, that's right. Bless God, brother. That's it, right? I mean, you're in there with everybody else. Ah, it's simple. How about when you're alone at the table and three or four of your heathen friends are around? What do you think of that? Get serious about the country. Ask God to guide you and show you what he wants to do. Forget about what you want. Not only who to vote for, but about what to do overall. And let's get serious about getting this country back on track again. How about we get serious about getting this country back on being a blessing to God? You know, I'm so tired of hearing about, you know, God bless America. Yeah, you know what? It's wasted. When you as a Christian don't get off your butt, do something to help protect that, it's wasted. It's a wasted blessing. How about we bless God for once? Why don't you do something to honor God? Don't send me an email, joe@therealside.com, and tell me how you're blessing God. This is for those who aren't. Right? For those who have ears to hear that aren't doing what they should be doing. So do you really think that God cares about the first black woman, Asian, LGBTQ, Italian, or Hispanic president? You think any of that makes a difference to him? Because if you do, your scriptural decipherer is all jacked up. Yes, I understand I said a godly person. But here's the deal. When you sit down and say, you know, God, this could be the first woman. Can't you turn her around? Get away from all that garbage. God, who is the best person for this job? Who would most honor you? Now, the problem at this point is, were you praying that and helping that person get into the race to begin with, get into the primaries to begin with? And what I tell some of my friends is if you can't do that, then you need to pray for Christ to come back quick so that we have peace again. Because this is just, what's going on is just crazy. And part of what sent me down this road was this weekend, my pastor at church said, you guys that are all caught up in this stuff, God doesn't care who the next president is. God doesn't care this. God doesn't care that. It is not true. Or he would have told us if a godly person rules, or wouldn't have made that statement, right? Come on, think about it. You need, if it doesn't matter who rules, then take that sum out. It was a waste of space. It's a waste of ink. Over thousands of years, it's been a waste of ink. Either it's important or not important. I don't think God wastes time, energy, resources, none of that. I don't believe he wastes any of that stuff. But that's just my feeble little mind. I realize I can't think for God. I can talk at times for God, though. And you can, too. Simply repeating a scripture. Simply repeating his stories. Right? You're trying to make a difference. Trying to let people understand and know the love of God. But guys, you have got to push back. You have got to fight back. And maybe that fighting, maybe you have, you know, five kids, you really can't leave the house, or you really can't get involved the way some of us would like to get involved. But you know what you can do? You can make phone calls. You can write postcards. You can write emails. I say postcards because I have a lot of older friends who don't like to do emails. You know, and then you'd get larger groups. I don't know if some of you out of Texas, we have that giant Texas cross. It sparked another atheist law. They are running all around the place. Apparently, this cross is making them nuts. You're going to start screaming about architecture looks like crosses. We'll have to take down every telephone pole, you know, everywhere across the country, because at some point in time they look like a cross. Patrick Green, who's been a lifelong atheist, he's got a huge problem with the giant cross under construction alongside Interstate 37 in Corpus Christi, Texas. Think about this. A city whose name literally means body of Christ. Right? When is he going to sue for that one? Now, Mr. Green says it's just tacky. That's why he wants it down. It's a 200, not tacky to me. I don't care how big it is. It's a 230-foot tall cross. It's being erected on a property owned by the Abundant Life Fellowship, paid for by donations. Pastor Rick Milby said it will be the largest cross in the Western Hemisphere. So tall, in fact, that the church was required to install a lighted beacon on the top of it. Mr. Green said the cross is a safety hazard and said it should come down. That should not be next to the highway. People might be staring at it and getting in accidents and stuff. Because I'm sure that's the whole goal of Christ, right? Is to get you in an accident, get you dead or something. I don't think it should be within eyesight because it jeopardizes people's safety on the road, he said. So the San Antonio atheist filed a lawsuit. But Mr. Green did not file a lawsuit because he believes the cross is tacky or that it's potentially unsafe. He filed a lawsuit because the mayor and other city leaders attended a groundbreaking ceremony for the cross. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to tell you how stupid this is. All right, you can Google this and find it. I do a yearly marriage prayer breakfast, and yearly they protest. I'm waiting for the lawsuit. I think it's going to show up eventually. But their biggest complaint about the prayer breakfast is that elected officials attended. We're gone. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Thanks for being with me today. You listen to Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean should be back with you tomorrow. Have a blessed rest of the day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.